SCI takes a stand against censorship of hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. My good friend and longtime hunting partner Wayne Pearson told me not long ago that he had designed a terrific rifle and that it was being built by a reputable firm in Georgia. We decided to talk with a social media expert on the best way to put this rifle on several social media platforms. The expert said that things have tightened up dramatically in social media platforms and frown badly on putting weapon content on their platforms. And now I learn from a press release that Safari Club International has taken a stand against tech's censorship of hunting. Unfortunately, censorship of hunting-related content on social media is everywhere, and Safari Club International thinks it's time for hunters to stand up to the censorship by Big Tech. Big Tech's latest censorship attempt is occurring at YouTube, the world's largest video content media mogul, which has added new guidelines to its ad-friendly content guidelines. New restrictions on any picture or video showing an animal in distress caused by human action will censor content from a hunting channel and limit views. This move will demonize hunters, as taking away views will remove any chance of making ad revenue, the only way to make money from YouTube. Furthermore, these new guidelines will limit videos used to educate new hunters on safety and conservation issues. If you haven't already, now's the time to sign in to SCI's petition to stand up to Big Tech at safariclub.org/Hunter Advocacy Action Center. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.